There is much discussion over who will become the next Chief Justice of South Africa, taking over from Chief Justice Mogoeng Mogoeng, whose term comes to an end on the 11th of October. South Africans will now be able to assist after President Cyril Ramaphosa is called on the public to nominate the next Chief Justice. The President made the decision after consulting the Judicial Service Commission and the leaders of parties represented in the National Assembly. We discuss what is needed in a Chief Justice with the DA's advocate, Glenys Breytenbach. Good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much.
Is this an important decision from the President, Glenys, asking the public to be involved in the nomination of the next Chief Justice?
Yes, it's very important. It's a move that he didn't have to make. It's within his discretion to appoint the Chief Justice, constitutionally speaking, and we did call upon him to follow this process some weeks ago, and I'm very pleased to see that he's doing it. I think enhances transparency quite considerably, and it will help to give the public confidence in the judiciary and in the apex court. The Chief Justice is an exceptionally important position in this country, and it's very important that the public feel part of this appointment process. So, yes, it's a very important decision, and one that we welcome.
What is the statutory requirements for a Chief Justice in terms of the Constitution?
Well, the requirements are, you know, generic. They must be a man or a woman of good integrity, suitably qualified, fit and proper, suitable person, must be a South African citizen. And they have the requisite experience. So those are the requirements. But I mean, one should not limit oneself to those requirements. In our view, a candidate for the Chief Justice should have experience on the bench at least 10 years. Must have experience in the Supreme Court of Appeal or the Constitutional Court. The requirement at this stage is just that the Chief Justice must be a judge, but we feel that is not sufficiently stringent requirement. So we suggest 10 years on the bench plus experience in either the Supreme Court of Appeal or the Constitutional Court. Somebody of great moral fortitude, unquestionable ethics, someone with the ability to manage the entire judiciary. It's a big job. Not only do you lead the apex court, you also manage the entire, you're responsible for the management of the entire judiciary. It's a very big job. So managerial experience, must have respect of their peers. There are a lot of requirements. It's a stringent job, and it should be a stringent selection process, but to have nominations being called for in this fashion, very good move.
And will the DA be nominating any names?
I don't believe that it's the correct thing to do for a political party to be nominating the Chief Justice. So the DA will not be nominating anybody. We'll very closely follow the process. We'll certainly have a look at who the nominees are and have a say about what we think about them. But I don't believe that any political party should be nominating anyone for the position of Chief Justice.
What will be the long-term implication should the President appoint someone who is already under scrutiny or may have political affiliations, for example?
Well, the obvious immediate problems with that is that they will lack credibility, they will lack the respect of their peers. They will be in a very difficult position to try and exercise authority over the members populating the bench, who are all senior lawyers and people of experience and a lot of legal learning. So that would be very unfortunate if the President would do something like that. It would undermine completely the position of the judiciary. It would undermine completely the position of the Chief Justice. and ultimately it would undermine the entire judicial process in South Africa and therefore undermine the constitution and the rule of law.
Yes. In terms of the Chief Justice, whose term is coming to an end on the 11th of October, how would rate his performance in the position?
Now, that's a very unfair question. The Chief Justice has, I think, acquitted himself well. He has sat on the bench in some seminal judgments. He's delivered some very good judgments at very critical times. And so, yes, I have nothing bad to say about the Chief Justice.
Thanks for that. Your time appreciated, Glenys. We certainly look forward to how this process will unfold.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
You also. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Glenys Breytenbach chatting to us this afternoon about the president calling for the public to give their nominations. Do you have anyone in mind that should be nominated? Obviously meets the requirement in terms of having the good standing, suitability, being South African, representative of experience, 10 years on the bench and things like that, unquestionable ethics. So the process is open in terms of nomination. 25 minutes past 4 Central African time. Let's go for a Nasheed.